Basic witches.
Basic witches.
I mean, we're witches.
Basically.
Welcome back, witches. My name is Leah Knauer.
And I'm Rachel LaForest.
And we just had a magical morning with our pro witch today, Stephanie Dawn Elizabeth. She is a
intuition and manifesting mentor.
Yes.
So she helps people get in touch with their intuitions and use that to manifest in things they want.
Yes. We met her yesterday at Kelly Tennant's Ceremony Wellness Live, which was at the Hummingbird Temple, this beautiful house.
Oh my gosh.
The Hollywood Hills, and she had like cupping and acupuncture, and it was like a magical day.
It was a healing, magical day.
Yeah.
And we got to experience an example of Stephanie's guided manifesting morning routine.
Yeah.
And you'll get to hear all about that today.
Yeah. And we have a fucking insane card pull.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Courtesy of me, which is...
Yes, Leah.
I'm so proud of that.
She's still really hyped from her touchdown dance after pulling
Eagles
it.
Eagles also won today, so that might be why I'm super cocky.
Either way, amazing.
Yes.
And there's so much goodness in store for you, so follow your intuition and enjoy.
And also follow us on Instagram.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. See you there. Wait, we were just talking about cacao, and I wanted to know if you've done a cacao ceremony.
Not an actual ceremony, no.
Okay.
But I've had, like, the ceremonial cacao at home.
What is the ceremony for cacao?
I also have not experienced it, but I know it can be, like, a whole thing you go to, and that cacao is sacred, the actual plant. You know, it's another, like, plant medicine.
Yeah.
So there's, like, a whole traditional thing you can do with it that's spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah, I'm hosting a retreat with Emily, who you met yesterday. Mm-hmm.
She's
in November, and we're going to do one.
Psychic medium,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah.
You're going to do a cacao ceremony.
Oh, cool. Nice.
She's going to.
Okay.
What is the purpose of it?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
All I know is it like energizes you.
Mm.
And I know that it can be really like anti-inflammatory and healing, the true like pure cacao.
Yeah.
And I did get to experience the cool like pure kind once before on a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't do a whole ceremony. We just enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Mm. Yeah.
I want to do that.
Excited. Yeah.
Well, the reason we bring that up is because that was in our gift bag from yesterday's Ceremony Wellness Live with Kelly Tennant. And yesterday we took your Magic Mornings manifestation.
What did you think?
Loved it.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved the prompts. Mm-hmm. And it felt like, to me, such a good reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, it was things I kind of knew or practiced, but don't just kind of forget in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm journaling, I usually just like freehand. But having the prompts was nice because it guided me back to like, what do I want? What is currently happening? Mm. Versus just like talking about what's going on, like a diary, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think sometimes prompts are good because like so much is happening in our head that it's hard to like sort out.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily for myself use prompts now unless it's like that. What do I need?
Yeah.
Do you more so just free?
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Or I mean, use the prompts that I know
that are kind of ingrained for you now, because you do it every day. So it's already,
pretty much every day.
Pretty. I mean, no one's, it doesn't need to be every single day.
So we heard a little bit of your background yesterday when you were introducing yourself, but for listeners, can you kind of give that same, like, how did you get into this and all that?
Yeah. I never know like where to start.
I know, right?
It's hard. It's so hard. It's like, well,
how much time do we have?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so
there was an engagement that got broken off. Okay, let's
start
there.
That seemed like the big thing.
So I was coaching and mentoring before that.
Okay.
Not on manifestation and intuition and all of that like I am now, but a year ago, almost just over a year ago, I called off my engagement.
Wow.
Yeah. And I had probably like the summer before that a whole cocoon phase of like didn't want to talk to anyone. Kind of had like the intuition. I mean, if I'm super honest, I knew the whole time. Like something wasn't.
Somewhere you knew.
Yeah. And I mean, I think I talk about this all the time. I just didn't know. Like if you don't know what something is supposed to be like or if you haven't experienced the kind of relationship that I have now, it's like, okay, everyone's lying. Like I full on thought everyone was just like, yay, I'm so happy and in love.
Mm.
And I'm like, are we all just, you know, playing?
Because you weren't actually feeling that.
Mm. You weren't in love.
No.
Okay.
Not in the way that...
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. Like, I loved him.
Yeah.
But it was more of, like, this person is comfortable.
Got it.
And yeah. you're used to it probably because right. you were yeah. together for an extended yeah. time.
And when we met, I had just gotten out of an abusive relationship. Mm. So what I needed right then was like that settled, stable, yeah. like comfortable,
reliable, yeah.
like friend more so. Mm-hmm.
Partner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess
so. So, I mean, I knew the whole time like, I guess this is like just what I'm going to be in, like settle. Mm. And then I remember my 30th birthday. I was like, hey, I need to like really evaluate my life. And I was actually just talking to someone about like your Saturn return.
Mm. Oh boy, don't yeah. we know it? We're literally just podcast? Talking about that.
Yeah. We're both in ours.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, lots of changes.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I remember like having just that, the intuition started to kind of turn up. Like instead of this little, is this the thing? Like my business wasn't working. My life felt so out of alignment. Like I wasn't making money. I wasn't like, I just didn't feel good. I had that like realization of I don't like who I'm being in this relationship. And I'm talking about all of this stuff with women and I'm not actually living that.
Wow.
So I had a full on summer. My birthday's in May, from May till September of like, I don't want anyone's advice, so I didn't tell anybody.
Wow.
Okay. It was just like, you know that feeling when you just cover your yes.
clothes in. Yeah, go in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, didn't want to hear anything from mm-hmm. anybody. And then finally, like, the intuition was just so loud that in September, I was just like, and it was so cold, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it felt cold. Your intuition is cold. There's like no...
Yeah, you said like that yesterday. Yeah. This is so... I want to yeah. go more into that, but let's keep going with yeah. the story. So it felt like cold.
Yeah. Like, I finally got to that point of, okay, this is the thing I have to do.
I just have to
sucks.
Do it.
And it was more like, I don't want to hurt this person. Mm-hmm. We had a house together. We had a dog together. Mm. Like all the whole what you're supposed, yeah. quote unquote, supposed to yeah. have to be happy.
After hearing your intuition so many different times about yeah. the same thing, what was it about the last one that was like, oh, this is it. I have to do it. I can't ignore it anymore.
I think it just got so loud that it was louder than anything else. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, not the, oh my God, we own a house together. Like, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm not making enough money in my business to support myself. What am I going to do? But the thought of staying together was like so un...
It was like, I can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And our like anniversary was coming up and I was like, there's zero chance I can pretend
to celebrate this.
Celebrate this when yeah. like in my mind. And I hadn't really told him either. I had like
yeah.
kind of. We went to couples counseling once and in it I was like, nope.
Damn.
Like he really wanted to do the work, but I was like, I don't want
to. You just didn't want to. Yeah. yeah.
And it sounds cold, right? Like, okay, you're engaged, like whatever. But this is mm-hmm. true. Like how many yeah. people are in not even relationships, but like jobs or yeah. something yeah. that you've chosen.
That feels comfortable
that
and safe.
That feels comfortable. And it's like, you don't feel like you can change your mind, but you can.
Yeah. You can always change yeah. your mind. Yeah.
Yeah. So it just got so loud and unbearable mm-hmm. to live that far out of alignment that I had to at that point. Mm-hmm.
Did he see it coming at all?
I think if he's honest with himself, like he wasn't happy either.
Mm-hmm. Probably not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably not.
Yeah.
Because how could you be if, yeah.
You couldn't be. Yeah. I was showing up horribly. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't have wanted to be in a relationship with me either. Mm-hmm. So as like annoying as it is when someone breaks up with you and they're like, it's better for you too.
Yeah.
I deeply felt that.
True. Mm-hmm. I totally feel that about yeah. I was the one that was more so blindsided, yeah. but I am so grateful because yeah. I now see that that was the best yeah. thing that yeah. could have happened. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Totally.
So then your magic mornings came from this?
Yeah. So leading up to that, honestly, like I mean, I used to journal a lot,
okay. mm-hmm.
but then I stopped because it was like, I don't actually want to know what I know my intuition is trying to tell
really?
Me. You know, like I just didn't want to have, I knew what I had to do. I just wasn't ready. So I didn't want to have to do the yeah. thing that I knew. So once I called it off, again, as terrible as this sounds, it was so much relief, like sadness for him, sadness mm-hmm. for like the loss of what I thought was going to be my life. But there was so much relief and like knowing that something so juicy and magic was like mm-hmm. in that fall. Mm-hmm. It really was a fall. We had to sell our house. He took the dog, like the whole thing, right?
It's traumatic. Every aspect of your life changes when you're that right. intertwined and then yeah. you separate. Yeah, yeah. It's like
friends, like everything. Yeah. So it yeah. was like that fall and that like intense feeling. Mm. But I also knew, okay, I need to like soak this in.
Yeah.
And I knew mentor women in the future, like mm-hmm. this is some good stuff to like lean into.
Yeah.
So originally I started Magic Morning as just like a connection with what's going on with me
mm-hmm.
to really like dive into and soak in all of the lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And did this all, like, did you have any prominent mentors that kind of showed you these ropes, or was it very internal? I believe it can be internal.
I think it was both. So okay. Emily, you met, she's my friend, but she's also my psychic medium.
What's her last name?
Green.
Okay.
Emily Green. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. On Insta, she's Emily the medium, I believe.
Cool.
Cool.
Okay. So she kind of like guided me through the whole journey.
That's
of like
awesome.
The first intuition of like, I think this is the thing that's like holding back my whole entire life.
Yeah.
Up until like the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the thing with her and like, in my opinion, psychic mediums in general, they're telling you the thing that you already know.
Oh, yeah. We believe that too.
Yeah. So it's like to have the validation, like, oh, yeah, I am supported. Oh, yeah, if I do this thing, everything is about to explode. Because I had that like internal knowing of when you do the hard thing, the magic is like right
around the corner. Yeah, right in front of that thing. Yeah. We've talked about that before, like going towards the fear or an intuitive yes followed by a feeling of fear means you're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the opportunity is usually right past that.
Yeah, totally.
Like, right.
You're taking a risk. You're making a change.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The thing so is powerful. We never know what the pivot is going to be where the magic is. That's why we stop, right? Where there's like that discomfort of doing things differently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like one click that's going to click everything into place.
Yeah. I see that now having gone through such a similar thing with my breakup and then my spiritual journey and Saturn return.
Yeah.
That like when I interact with people who are going through something like that, I get excited. I mean, I'm always like compassionate at first, but in the background, I'm like, oh, I'm excited for them going through a breakup, or I'm excited for them like losing their job.
Yeah.
It's so true.
I see that something way better is about to
refresh.
Happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. It's like, oh, something good is coming.
Yes.
But you have to also have that perspective.
Yeah. You have to believe that.
Yeah.
And let that drive. I guess, that's a good question then. How do you personally believe that things are always working out in your favor?
I mean, it's a practice.
Yeah.
Like it's a muscle.
Yeah.
When you're in it, it's like, even honestly, like the last, I'd say 4 months, I've really changed the whole structure of my business and like what I'm doing and how I'm making money. And there's that like after you jump phase where you're free falling.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, what did I do? But in that moment is when, okay, then I do Magic Morning. Then the more connected I feel to something, the more I can trust and feel like eventually something's going to catch me.
Yeah.
Maybe not this second, but it will.
Yeah. Do you do it every morning?
I mean, when I first started doing it, I probably did it every morning for like 6 months straight.
Wow. Yeah. Even that's a lot.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Because I needed to.
Yeah.
And so much magic was happening that it was like, this is working.
Yeah.
You know? So I think like the first 6 months I did it every day. Now I kind of more so do it a couple times a week or if I really need to or if I'm intentionally manifesting something.
And for listeners who feel inspired to start this, I know that you said you can get it down to just like 5 minutes a morning.
Yeah.
So it's totally doable and you can implement this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really about one, making space, and two, like creating some kind of magic feeling in the morning.
Yeah, that's pretty much the like thesis of it, right? Yeah. It's just to get yourself connected to yourself in the morning before you start your day.
Yeah.
It's not like rocket science.
No.
It's like just giving yourself 5 minutes to check in and feel yourself.
Yeah.
Because all day our energy is generally to other things
outward.
And other people. So it's like, and I always say too, it doesn't have, the morning to me, I have time. I work at home, I work for myself, so I can do it in the morning. But if that's like the thing that's stopping you from doing it, like, well, I have to get up and go to a job or I have kids, then do a magic afternoon.
Yeah.
Evening. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's not just magic in the morning.
And that's just good alliteration.
Yeah.
It can happen some other time. Yeah.
Something that we often say on the pod is, I just forgot.
Oh,
it should be easy.
Yeah.
It should be easy and it should be fun.
It should feel good.
I always say it gets to be easy.
Yes.
Like it gets to be easy. We make it so difficult. Even manifestation. Yeah, there's like some like tools or things you can do, but it can be easy. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Yeah. So for listeners who maybe don't know where to start with prompts, what are maybe your three favorites?
Oh, good question. Okay, so for me, I'm just thinking of like that right after moment, because usually when you're starting a new practice, it's because you need to start a new practice.
Yeah, right.
For me, something that's like so life-changing is focusing on like, what am I grateful for this second?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
what am I grateful for? What good things are happening? Mm-hmm. Little perspective shift. Even if, okay, so in that fall moment, calling mm-hmm. off my engagement, there's still things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful I had a mom I could stay with. I'm grateful. Mm. Yeah. That just, I think, gives you that little shift sometimes. Mm-hmm. What is my next level magic life? That's like my favorite. Mm.
That's what I really loved in the prompts from yesterday yeah. was you were like, what if you could just picture the most magical yeah. life? What would that look like? Mm-hmm. Like, why not just
dream?
Not dream? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're the only one who will do that for you. Mm-hmm. Like, why not give that to yourself? Mm-hmm. That's what was such a good reminder to me, because like sometimes I forget how powerful I am and that I can manifest whatever I want yeah. pretty much. Mm-hmm. Like I forget that. Mm-hmm. And then being reminded of it, it's like, yeah, I just have to take the time to open my mind to the possibility. Mm-hmm. That's step one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because literally anything is possible.
It is. Like, literally anything is possible.
Yeah. I talk about that all the time because we generally think of that as like something bad's going to happen. I need to live my life right now.
Mm.
But like the flip side is true. Anything is possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We could walk out and there could be someone who's like, you three together were so fire. I'm going to give you, you know what I mean?
Yes. Like a TV show. Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought. Yeah.
Literally.
Totally. Yeah. And when I hear people say like definitive statements in the negative, for example, mm. like I hate my job, but I have to stay.
Right.
Now I'm always like, do you? Jinx. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you? Because says who? Like, yeah. And actually Leah, you really helped me with that. Like from just, you know, over our friendship, you would like question stuff like that. Mm. And I picked that up from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
because you said something like, no one's watching. Like no one's watching you and forcing you to make a decision right mm-hmm. now. You can decide.
Yeah.
But you made it. Yeah. Yeah.
I get excited about that a lot because like my parents were kind of overbearing. So sometimes I just get excited at the idea that I'm an adult. I can have fucking ice cream for breakfast. No one can yell at me. No one's watching me. Yeah.
No one,
I can just live my life the way I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, as long as no one's getting hurt.
Yeah. Which is why I love that prompt, because mm-hmm. one, like it's not a logical thing. You're not thinking, okay, if my next level magic life, I'm making like $1 million and I live in this house and I have my dream partner,
mm-hmm.
then you're not saying, okay, how am I going to make it? You're just feeling into mm-hmm. how would that feel?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have clients that get really hung up on the how? And if so, how do you deal with that?
Yes.
Because that's a thing.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. honestly, even myself,
same.
More so with like that balance between action and surrender is mm-hmm. where people get stuck, where it's like, okay, when we talk about surrender sometimes, or even manifesting, sometimes it seems like, okay, I'll say it once and then like I'll do the thing and then I just like wait for it to happen. There is action and like surrender don't have to be the opposite thing. And so I think that's where people get caught up a little bit.
Yeah. I think is surrender maybe more in the like innocent intention of your hope versus like, but then implementing actions, keeping that in mind, but it's innocent. It's not like an expectation. Yeah. That's how I learned to surrender.
Totally. And I think it's like an energetic thing
too. Yeah. It's more like mindset. Yeah.
Ease.
Mm-hmm. And not being attached to the outcome and how it's going to happen. So if you want to make $1 million, it could be anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't could have be to be
50 XYZ. Years.
Right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a specific way of how you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that's more controlled energy than
anything. Yes. Because that's where my journey started, was with being a recovering perfectionist and like having my life get like uprooted with the breakup, similar to like a divorce or a breaking off an engagement.
Are you a perfectionist too? I feel like I... Oh, okay. No. I thought I remembered you said that in your...
most of my clients yesterday. Are.
Oh, okay.
And
oh,
I am definitely not.
Nice. Good.
Yeah.
But that's like the opposite could be the quote unquote problem, where it's like, well, you also have to take action. You
can't just not.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's like, I don't think, I think there's a middle ground.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's, but for me, the whole like realizing that I want a lot of control, or I was used to trying to find and control things.
Mm.
that was my first, like, that was the beginning of my journey with surrendering, mm. which I was working with a coach,
yeah.
a mentor coach mm. too.
And yeah. how did you?
Well, for one, it helped because I was like, I finally identified that I wanted to relinquish control is the way I said it. I was like, I just want to like not care so much about every single little thing. And no fucks given came out of that. Is that why you're laughing?
No, just laughing because you were trying to control your control.
Oh, exactly. And she called me out on that. My yeah. coach was like, well, we need different words to start because like yeah. that still sounds controlling.
Yeah.
And that's when the first time I learned about surrender, she rephrased it to that.
Do you think this is for both of you. Do you think patience is a big part of surrender? I feel like that's the hardest part for me.
Yes.
I
would say, yeah.
Yeah. And trust.
Mm.
Because, again, we don't know when it's actually going to happen.
Yeah.
Or how.
Yeah. yeah. That was like step two, was realizing that you don't need to know how. Yeah. You don't need to know how mm. as long as you are holding the innocent intention, like the carrot in front yeah. of you, the goal, mm-hmm. and taking the small action steps to yeah. get there.
And yeah. you believe that yeah, it happened.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And that you're yeah. worthy of it happening. Mm, I think that's like a very...
Oh my that's God, huge.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially women. We don't actually generally believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes we think we do.
Yeah.
And we're like, why is this thing not happening? It's either super controlled or there's something that's... Not
and
yeah.
that's part of why a prompt like what does your magical yeah. life look like, it's like maybe a lot of people haven't even pictured it because they don't believe they deserve it. I think right. that would have yeah. been me in the past. Yeah,
totally. 100%. And so that prompt just kind of allows you to like dream into it.
Yeah,
you're not looking at it like I'm gonna make this happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just what would you want to happen mm-hmm. if yeah. there was anything that you could have yeah. or do.
Do you have any examples if you can share about clients that have manifested something like really strong or?
Ooh. Okay. Well, I met my now boyfriend on Bumble.
Okay.
And so many women who have done magic mornings, I swear, like meet their partner.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Not that like that necessarily magic mornings or me is what like helped them manifest, but I think the energy behind it. Of like taking the steps and actually getting clear on what do I want versus like who do I not want and like all of that stuff.
Yes.
And then I would say just like business stuff, which is funny because I don't really like directly talk about business with clients.
It's all related.
In general, but it's so connected.
It's
so connected. I was just talking to someone about this morning on another podcast that like it's hard to explain what I do because it's not just this one thing. Like I don't, I'm not a business coach. I'm not. But every single thing is connected. Same in my story. As soon as I did the thing I knew I had to do, got in alignment, everything clicked. Relationship, business, all of that.
Yeah.
So a ton of just like business stuff. I have one client, after we started working together, she had like her first $30,000 month.
Amazing.
Wow. Like those are like tangible things. But I think for me, it's like that feeling of personal power that you get when you start to see how powerful you are. Yes, it's cool when you're like, holy, things
I have $30,000.
Right, like things are clicking. Like, wow, I manifested the thing that I wanted to manifest. Mm-hmm. But further than like the stuff you get, the feeling of like, whoa, I'm so connected. I can actually, again, do whatever I want and create whatever I want.
Did you personally always believe that you were worthy of these things?
Oh,
or
no.
Okay. What was that journey? No. What was that journey like for you? How did you find?
Before I was a like mentoring on manifestation and intuition, I was mentoring mostly on inner kindness.
Mm.
Yeah. So
I like that.
I mean, again, this is like such a super long story, but in short, when I was in my early 20s, I was in an abusive relationship. And when I got out of that, I mean, I obviously was at like the rock bottom. Got to pull yourself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I stumbled upon this blog that was all about kindness, went on this like kindness journey, doing whatever I could. And that like sparked for me. Then I started working with youth, with girls, and like reflecting back on what I saw in them and realizing like, girls really grow into, obviously, women who have the exact same thoughts and feelings and unworthiness within.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like, whole journey with working with girls, like, really realizing we're doing a huge disservice.
Yeah.
And that it really requires us, like, people our age and older, to do the work so that they don't have to.
Yes.
Yeah.
So well said.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Do you have any other witchy practices in your life?
Ooh.
How witchy do you get?
I mean, I think I'm starting to get more witchy now.
Mm.
really, honestly, like my journey has only, I've always felt connected to something. I've always felt spiritual. I've always felt like a witch. But within the last like year, I guess I've really started to dive into it.
Cool.
Really just magic mornings, cards pulls,
that kind of stuff. What kind of cards do you do?
I just started learning about tarot, but before like oracle cards, then I have my own mantra card deck, stuff like that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, wait, your own that you make.
Yeah.
Is that the mantra card deck you pulled from yesterday? Yeah. Amazing. I wrote down all three. I loved all three.
Yeah, so did I. They were beautiful too. I love those colors.
They were so good. Yeah. Oh man, I wish I had my journal. I can't remember. Do you remember what some of them were? They were so good.
Every single time I fall, I rise.
Yes. Loved that.
What was the other one? I forget the other
one. Yeah, that's the main one that stuck out to me. Yeah. Oh.
I have it written down.
Yes.
Ooh, just got the book.
Brought my book. What was it? Oh, yeah, I had to write in the back. I ran out of room.
Me too.
I allow the magic to flow through me. Right. Mm. Every time I fall, I rise. And what doesn't serve me is free to go.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
I remember, too, someone asked a question, and you responded really well. It was like, because you were asking about, like, intuition, and she was like, well, what if I don't believe? What if I don't feel positive? And you're like, well, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You just have to accept where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's where the way we talk about manifesting and all of that, or even, like, self-help, self-development, we go a little – when you're first diving into it, you think, like, okay, I just need to, like, have positive thoughts, or I need to be positive. That, I think, is starting to shift where we're realizing, like, that is not the goal. The goal is not happiness 24/7. It's not possible, and it's not – like, it's not what we want.
Yeah.
We would never be growing and doing the thing we're actually here to do if we just pretend that we're good.
Right. No.
And there's so, again, that's where Magic Mornings, like, came from. Realizing there's so much magic in the shadow part, in the lessons and the stuff that doesn't feel very good. And so, anyway, like, I think in order to hear your intuition and, like, honestly, in order to manifest, you have to be able to recognize both sides and honor it and feel all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The goal is more so not to feel positive all the time, but would you say to be just to be accepting of whatever you're feeling?
Yeah. Like,
or like allowing.
Allowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
And see why. Like everything has a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a message. Yeah.
You said shadow work for witches that may not know what that is. That's when you're like addressing the dark parts of yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And realizing like it's a part of you. It's not this thing. Same with ego, right? Like it's the ego and like those quote unquote negative thoughts or fears, the goal isn't to just get rid of them.
No.
So with your shadow, like the goal isn't to like make it go away and hide it. Mm-hmm. It's to see it and integrate it as part of who you are.
This reminds me, yesterday we did the energy work. Did you do that? Yeah, the meditation?
Nice. Yeah.
So good. So for listeners, she had us meditating as like an inner child meditation, basically. And there's a big boulder. And then she asked everyone to like move the boulder aside so the shadow could come out. But it was so interesting because everyone had a totally different image. Okay. So now Rachel and I already talked about it. Okay. But I want to know what yours is. But for me, the boulder moved and my shadow was, did you guys see Hercules?
Yes.
The cartoon, the movie. Yeah. Yeah. You know those little like squirmy, spermy, like, oh, they were shrivelly and
with
gross.
The hell guy. Yeah.
With Hades. It was very much like that. And he was in a little ditch. So it was this huge boulder just on top of this tiny, tiny little hole where my shadow was just like curled up in fetal position and like so weak and small. And it was just so symbolic.
Yeah.
Seeing that. So
what do you think it was symbolic of?
That I view my problems, whatever that is, my insecurities, my doubts, whatever, I view it as a big boulder, as a big thing, when in reality it's so small and I don't need to give it that much power. Like, yeah, it's there, it's kind of under the surface a little bit by being in that tiny hole, but like it's just a tiny hole and look at the rest of the flat surface.
That's so cool.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
What did you see?
I don't fully actually remember what I saw, but I do remember feeling this like almost like these different levels. And I don't actually remember if I visualized this or if I just felt it. And the shadow that I was feeling was like not putting my level down here and everyone else that I see doing things that I want to do. Or obviously yesterday we were in the energy of like a lot of power mm-hmm. and like women doing their thing mm-hmm. and recognizing like the insecurity mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. am I at that level? Mm-hmm. Like, am I out of my league? Mm-hmm. That kind of a feeling mm-hmm. and realizing like having that feeling or that message from spirit just saying like, go mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. move like you're where you're supposed to be
yeah mm-hmm. that sounds like fraud complex yeah. but then you realizing it you don't no need for that because yeah. yeah. you are where you're supposed
yeah.
to be
yeah
mine was doubt. My shadow was like clearly named doubt mm. and it came out from around the corner and it was kind of like Gumby, like a the shape of a human but like drawn like mm. not no details and like almost 2D like in Peter Pan how the shadow was kind of like yeah. flat. But then mine really just wanted to have fun. Mm. And so when I was like, oh, you just want to have a good time too, it lightened up. Mm. Yeah. I don't know.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Gumby Shadow's partying.
Yeah.
Chilling out now.
Yeah, what was it trying to tell you?
Well, it started out slumped, like mm-hmm. head down. Yeah. And then she prompted something else and I realized it was doubt. And then all I had to do was like shine light on it and it looked up. Towards mm. the sky, like fun. So mm. it was about that I don't need to doubt myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I love that.
Yeah, trust. Mm. Yeah. Trust, more yeah. trust.
It was so powerful.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So I want to go back to, I love how you describe intuition as cold.
Yeah.
Meaning cold, hard yep. fact. Mm-hmm. Can you just go into that a little more? Because it's hard to talk about this subject matter that's not tangible.
Yeah.
But I do resonate with what you're saying about it being cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you elaborate?
Yeah. So I think a lot of the place we get stuck is like, well, what's my intuition versus like, what's my fear? Like, how mm-hmm. do I know? So for example, calling off your engagement, there's obviously like a lot of stuff that comes up of like fear mm-hmm. and ego. And the best way that I've been able to distinguish between the two is like intuition is that very first knowing mm-hmm. of it's super cold. There's zero emotion attached to it. I remember thinking like, what that? Like, I sound so cold.
when it first yeah, pops like, in. Yeah.
It was just like, call off your engagement. No emotion. Like, I wasn't sad. It was nothing. It was just like, oh yeah, that's the thing I have to do.
Wow.
That's intuition. The everything after that is fear or ego. Mm. So it's like, it's the only way to describe it is it's just a cold knowing. There's mm-hmm. there's no feeling.
I mean, everyone listening right now has this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone has intuition. Yeah. Everyone has felt that or heard that and either ignored it or listened or is working yeah. on it or whatever.
Yeah.
I love that way of describing
last
it.
Last night, Rachel and I went to a seance.
Ooh.
We had a very witchy day yesterday.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And it was led by R.H. Davis, who's a former guest.
Yes.
And
she performs exorcisms.
It was so cool. Oh,
okay.
But
I think
so,
I saw her on your
yeah,
Instagram.
Yeah, she's dope.
So cool.
But she had us partner up with a stranger. This is before she did anything.
God, this was so cool.
It was so cool. She had us partner up, and then each person separately had to think of an emotional moment.
Yeah.
And then the other person is just practicing by like guessing or, you know, like trying to read what happened. And both Rachel and I were like,
we
spot
got
on
so
about
many
a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. That is wild.
My partner was like, you deserve to have a podcast about witchcraft.
Wow.
She was like, or he was like, you are equipped. You are equipped.
Cause that's
I,
so cool.
Yeah. And I feel it the same way as intuition when I'm practicing that. I mean, mm-hmm. I think it
yeah, it's just like
is.
An image or a word that comes to my head
yeah.
and it's usually like yep. right.
Yeah. yeah. And mine are visual and or audio
mm-hmm.
like in my mind because one mm-hmm. of mine was very visual. It was balloons and a theme park and I just said it out loud and he was like, yeah, my emotional memory is about Disney because I work for Disneyland. Like,
wow.
And then, but then, so that was visual. And then I had one that was audio that just so loud, I heard Illinois. So I just mm. said, okay, Illinois. And this was on the next exercise mm-hmm. when we're picturing a lost loved one. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, that's where she lived her entire life.
Wow.
Didn't guess any other location.
Yep.
Like, I think it helped that it was a stranger.
Totally.
And it was like a free space to practice.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about you.
You
like,
just wing it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to open up
yeah.
and listen to what comes in.
And then mine, I just randomly saw a boat in my head. And I was like, I'm seeing like a boat and a beach. And she just started nodding. And I was like, I'm getting the word Cape May. I don't know. I haven't been there in so long. And she was like, oh my God, she lived on the Cape. And I was like, whoa.
And she
died
on
a boat. And there was something about a surfboard, and like apparently I made a joke that I felt like she was saying to her, and then she started cracking up. She was like, "That's literally a joke she would make." It was so crazy. Yeah. And then the next question I saw, I was like, "I see a tree. There's like a cabin, a log cabin." She was like, "Oh my God, this girl and I would go camping together. That was like our big connection." Mm. And like, yeah, it was so cool. Crazy.
I want to do more practicing. Me too. I remember an early, do you do any like muscle training for your intuition?
Oh.
Mm, I don't know. Not really.
What's that? Because I listened to a talk when the Hay House for Louise Hay, when they have their summit each year, the talks are free online for like a short period. And I listened to one on intuition, and they suggested doing like muscle work for it. Mm. As in like one of the things was to just guess how many, like, throw out some matches or something, guess how many are there, like little practices. Yeah. Or like I've done where you have a deck of cards and your friend picks one and tries to send you the card is and you try to guess. Yeah. Like just practice.
That's so cool.
But I really liked that as an exercise.
Yeah, that's cool. And it's cool because you're not judging what's coming up. Like if you were like, "Oh, well, I'm not going to say that."
Yeah.
Is that really what she's like? Your own ego isn't in the way at all.
But when it came to the real seance, that was how Rachel did it too. Rachel is her name.
Yeah.
But she would just be like, "I don't know what this is. I'm just going to say it. Yeah. So don't judge me." And then she would just say it. And then most of the time she was right. Yeah. And the person would start crying or like react in a certain way. It's wild.
Do you have any take on how that works?
How we know that
stuff? Because like your friend Emily is a psychic medium. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. Because that happens to me all the time with clients where things just come out and I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know how I know that. And they're just like, "You always know exactly like what to say or what I'm experiencing." Wow. I think we're all connected to something. Mm. It's just then we're judging it all the time. Mm. So even think like you're with someone and you think like, "Just say this," or something comes to your mind and you're like, "Why am I," like you said, "I haven't been there for a while."
Yeah.
I think we're always connected and we just judge.
We judge whether or not ourselves.
We should say it or shouldn't say it.
Totally.
So once you're open to it, like you did a practice where that's what you were supposed to do, then I think it can come through more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for listeners on how to start getting in touch with their intuition, like finding it for the first, if they haven't found it yet?
Well, I think honestly doing a practice like magic mornings or writing in general, because again, if everything is in your mind, in your body, like there's no figuring it out, but getting clear on like what you even want or what you even desire, and then like listening to what's happening in your body. So if you're doing the next level magic kind of a prompt, it's like, okay, think of this one thing. Is that the thing I want? How do I feel? Think of another thing. Is that the thing I want? How do I feel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All of that.
I think it's important to mention too that these journalings are not for review.
No, right?
They shouldn't be perfect. You don't need to reread them. You don't need to frame them. So don't like plan ahead or
think it's going to be a novel that you sell.
Yeah.
It's just like
this is for
practice.
You.
Practice.
Totally.
Yeah. Practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no right or wrong way.
Yeah.
And even your intuition, like, it's kind of trial and error, honestly, because I think a lot of people have mistrust with their intuition because like, "Well, I thought that was my intuition," like, you know, or things happen in our life. Okay, so let's say you're with a partner and it's like, "Wow, I thought they were a good person. Like, I thought my intuition thought that that person was the person," and then they do something or they hurt you. That's not like a reflection on you and your intuition, whether or not you chose. That's fear just, and ego and humanness, right? Like we get it wrong. And so to build your intuition, it's kind of trial and error to just do the thing, listen to how that made you feel, all of that. It's honestly, you just have to know yourself really, really deeply.
Speaking of intuition, I'm getting an intuition that you're an Aquarius or a Pisces. Am I right?
No.
Ah, damn it.
But maybe somewhere in my chart. Wait, I was just talking about this morning. I always forget my
Capricorn?
Gemini.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so am I. Gemini Cancer Cusp, June 20th.
Ooh.
When are you?
I'm May 29th.
Okay.
Yeah. Other end.
Other end.
Hi, over there. What are your other signs?
Well, my rising is also Gemini, and I always forget the rest.
Oh, yeah. So Gemini of you.
Cool. Right? Like, oh, well.
Too many. Flighty. Yeah. That's so up true. In the air.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Do you feel like you are a Gemini?
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have like two sides. Mm-hmm. 100%.
I think I do too.
Yeah.
What are yours? How do you describe yours?
Oh, my. Honestly, probably like my intuitive and then my fear ego side, like light and shadow. Like either all the way in the light or all the way in the shadow, and like a quick flip from one to the other.
Yeah.
What about you?
I have my party fun side, and then I have my emotional sad or like irritable side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is also dark and light.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel everything intensely all the time. Scorpio. I'm a double Scorpio. So I'm like, gosh. Yeah.
You're feeling it all.
All the feels. I like it though.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I now that I know, it helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. It kind of like allows you to be like, okay, that's just me.
Yeah. Yeah. Because mm-hmm, one time one of my sisters was like, I was like, I love that or something. And she was like, is there anything you don't feel strongly about? And then I like paused for a whole minute and I couldn't think of anything. Mm. Whatever I feel, it's strong.
And you were
that's
like,
awesome.
No.
One or the other. Yeah.
I love that.
And then I was like, I absolutely do not feel anything strongly.
Well, I feel like for me as a Gemini, it's like the total opposite. I never really know, like, minus like if I'm listening to my intuition or not.
Yeah.
Can always like, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So around.
Yeah, totally. I feel you. I think it's time to read your cards.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Do you do Oracle cards? Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She said she does. Okay. So have you seen this deck? Goddess guidance cards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Classic.
Doreen
it's
Virtue.
A classic.
Yeah.
The best.
Oh, Doreen. Okay. Every time I'm just, I know.
What's happening
with
Doreen?
Well, she became a Jesus freak and stopped selling this deck. So it is now a relic.
Someone just told me that recently. I was like, what?
Yeah, right. It's so surprising. I know. Okay. So
we'll
I'm
ask her about it when or if we have her on.
Oh my God.
Do you think she's coming?
So far it's a no.
Yeah.
We did
ask.
Yeah. It's a no from her. But
like, we'll is she open to talking about it still? Or it's all like.
She was open to sending us like a lot of prayer stuff. I remember that.
Okay.
She was open to. Well, all due respect, though, I do love this deck and I think it's so like.
She has
feminist
so much awesome
cool.
stuff, which is totally. Why it's like, wow.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Something must have happened. Okay. But anyways, get your essence on there. Mm-hmm. Feel them. And let's talk about what you might want to seek guidance on today.
Ooh. I think, like, what do I need to know in order to, like, soak everything in that's coming? I feel like there's a next level, like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And what do I need to know? I got chills. So.
Ooh, that's the question.
Yeah. So what do I need to know to kind of like, lean into that.
Yeah, absorb it all, take it all in. Okay, and then put the pictures facing your heart and let's do a deep inhale and we'll hold it at the top. Whoa. That was an extra good one.
Needed.
Yes.
I have a card that I really want you to pull.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I want you to get Lakshmi Bright Future, but we'll see what you get.
Okay, you want me to pull it?
Yeah. Or, I don't know, what do you... Yeah.
Yeah. What's that? You pull today.
Ooh,
but this is a great
it's a good
pull.
One.
Rhiannon, sorceress. You are a magical person who can... manifest your clear intentions into reality.
Not every card talks about manifestation.
Not by far. Wow. Okay, that's so reminder, cool. The question was about how to soak in all this goodness and keep going towards the next level. And
they're like, we'll just
you're like,
clear.
Well, you are. Yeah.
It's happening.
Wow. Could you describe the picture for listeners?
Ooh, so it's a white unicorn and a woman in a long green dress is sitting on top of the unicorn. And it looks like there is she wearing a veil?
I think so.
Crown and
crown
like a
with
veil,
a
yeah.
Flowy
like
veil up to the universe.
At night.
It's
beautiful.
Very magical looking. Looks like a fairy tale, yeah.
Let's see what she has to say.
Wow.
A large part of my power stems from my connection to animals and nature. If you've been indoors too long, you can recapture your personal power by simply stepping outside. This simple motion will do you a world of good in reawakening your sleeping, magical, spiritual nature. Allow the light of the sun, the moon, and the stars to stir ancient memories that may be dormant. Recall the times of your magical abilities and then put them to use immediately for the good of the entire planet. Resume the mission that was once aborted through the misdeeds of past time leaders. Take up your spiritual arms and move with swift speed into the night, awakening one and all to the magic that is life itself. This is a mission that must be accomplished, and you're the one who can help us with
it.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Reaction. I'll take it.
Yes, yes. Various meanings of this card. Have absolute faith that your dream is manifested.
You do have faith, and you just said it's like you're right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Make a clear decision. Put your energy into manifesting your dreams. This is crazy.
Wow.
Know that you deserve to receive good. When you win, others win too. That reminds me of every time I fall, I rise. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And also the levels you were mm-hmm. feeling that in your shadow. Yeah. It's like you're all winning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And keep your thoughts focused on your desire and away from fear. This is everything we've been talking about.
Accurate.
How do you feel about that's wild. The question?
I always get that. Like, you're already doing it. You already are whatever you're seeking. Mm-hmm. Just, like, believe that mm-hmm. it's going to happen.
Well, it's a nice reminder. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's wild.
And, mm-hmm. like, I guess that's awesome because it's so affirmative mm-hmm. that you're in the right direction.
Totally.
Wow.
Okay, about Rhiannon. This lunar Welsh goddess's name means great queen, as she serves important functions, including being the muse of inspiration for poets, artists, and royalty. Mm-hmm. She lovingly carries souls from earth to the afterlife plane upon her trusty white horse, helping them adjust to the transition of life after death. Mm. A shapeshifter, Rhiannon can appear to you as an animal, bird, or song. By Fleetwood Mac. Call upon her for help with manifestations, mm-hmm. spirit communication, transitions, or artistic inspiration.
Hmm. That's wild.
Amazing.
I mean, it's literally everything we talked about.
Yeah.
See, the deck knew better than me.
Yeah.
What was the one you wanted, did you say?
Lakshmi. Let's see if this is
right.
It.
Future.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh whoa, goosebumps.
I had a feeling that would happen. I was like, God. I'm just going to flip the top one. It's going to be Lakshmi Bright Future. And then it fucking was.
I'm so glad this is filmed. This is when I'm so glad we roll on this show.
Yeah.
Like roll cameras.
Whoa. Okay. Wow. So
let's hold this.
Wow.
Proof.
So that's good news for you.
Wow. That's
also
wild.
Your card. So you also have a bright future.
I mean.
That.
I'm not surprised that that just happened, but that's so cool.
Right? Like how we say, oh, I can't believe that happened. No, I can believe that this just happened.
That was wild.
Holy shit, though.
So you just did the same thing you did last
week,
basically?
Yep.
Wow. Stop worrying. Everything is going to be fine.
Mm. Wow.
Okay. I mean, like,
do we even need to do this show anymore?
We should drop all three of these mics. Yeah. It's like,
gotta go.
Holy shit.
That's wild.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Yeah. Me too.
Honestly,
I gotta go and put this into action.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, if you guys aren't watching the video, she just pulled the top card and it was Lakshmi. Anyways, I think you got that.
Yeah.
But okay. Thank you, Rhiannon and Lakshmi.
Yes.
We are going to let that absorb in.
I'm still in shock.
And while we're doing that, if there's anything you want to plug where listeners can find your services or more about you.
Well, honestly, Instagram is probably the best where you can see what's going on mm-hmm. at different times. That's at Stephanie.Elizabeth. And then if you want to grab the journal or the deck or both, that's at youaremadeofmagic.com.
Love your website.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's so cute. And then we end every episode with a basic blessing. This is something for we're grateful for right now.
Mm.
Anyone can start. I mean, I'm grateful for my intuition. That was crazy. And like, I love those magical moments that we mm-hmm. get on this podcast mm-hmm. and out in the real world too. So my intuition and like alignment of crazy moments like that.
Honestly. Yeah. I'm grateful for the like safety I feel around like a group of women like we had mostly yesterday and today here with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm grateful for this moment. Literally.
Yeah.
So grateful.
Yes.
I'm so glad Kelly put us in touch with you.
I know. Yes.
Thanks to Kelly as well.
Yes. Thank you, Kelly.
Grateful for Kelly.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for doing this.
I appreciate it.
Basic witches. Basic witches.